In this episode, you'll discover the psychology behind why podcast listeners leave and how to keep them hooked. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you'll discover the surprising reason why more exposure could be killing your podcast growth instead of accelerating it.
How to craft a focused content strategy that turns casual listeners into obsessed fans who binge your entire catalog.
And finally, the exact mindset shift that helped over 200 podcasters escape slow growth and start building a high retention, high converting show. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
There are three things every business owner with a podcast needs to have a fast-growing, highly engaged and profitable podcast. Fast-growing meaning the show is growing consistently month after month. Highly engaged means listeners are becoming raving fans, they join your email list, social media, and go deeper into your world. Profitable means you're making money from the podcast, selling your own stuff, course, program, one-to-one mentorship, community, whatever that looks like. Your audience likes buying your stuff.
Now, there are two types of podcasters out there. They both start the exact same way. They both want a fast-growing, a highly engaged, and profitable podcast, but only one of them will succeed. The other will spend years on a show, but will still stay stuck with slow growth, no leads, and a listenership that will never buy their stuff, no matter how much they try and sell. And they end up feeling annoyed, frustrated, because no matter how much they try, the show doesn't seem to gain traction. They get comments telling them that, hey, the content's super valuable, but again, that doesn't translate to more growth or money for their podcast. Now, this causes way more confusion than it needs to for them, because they're thinking, hey, look, the podcast seems to be great. Why isn't the show growing? Why isn't it monetizing? Whereas the other quickly grows, it's almost as if they have massive momentum and their show just keeps going to a new level every single month. Like the show has a life of its own. They don't even try that hard. The listeners just seem to reach out and want to work with them. When they launch a new program, it always sells out. Their newsletter is growing every single episode they put out, and things just seem to happen for them, as if they have this magic touch. So what gives? How can both want the exact same things, but have two very different outcomes? The same goal and same starting point, but two very different destinations.
Well, let's look at this from a different point of view. Let's look at a story of two photographers who both wanted to become world-renowned. Sarah and Fernando both started their careers in the same year with the same expensive camera in the same city, so all things are the same. Sarah decided to focus on getting exposure. She shot everything: weddings, corporate events, nature, portraits, food. She posted on every platform, attended every networking event, and said yes to every opportunity. Because more exposure equals more success, she thought.
Whereas Fernando took a totally different approach. He decided to become the best photographer for professional female CEOs who needed a powerful headshot that conveyed both authority and approachability. That's it, nothing else.
5 years later, Sarah was exhausted. She had thousands of followers, but couldn't charge premium prices because she was just another photographer. She was still scrambling for gigs, competing on price, and wondering why all her exposure hadn't translated to success and authority.
Whereas for Fernando, he was booked out for 6 months and he was being paid $5,000 per session. CEOs flew all around the world to see him. He was featured in Forbes magazine as the executive whisperer. He worked less and earned 10 times more in comparison to Sarah. So what's the difference?
Focus. Sarah scattered her energy across everything, hoping exposure would save her. Fernando concentrated his energy on solving one specific problem for one specific person. And so every decision, every photo, every marketing message was laser focused on that singular goal.
And that is one of the major upsides to a focus strategy. And the downside to, hey, I just need more exposure, because when you focus solely on exposure, here's what happens.
In the pursuit of appealing to everyone, you resonate with no one.
People can't figure out why your show is for them specifically.
When people do find you, they love one episode, but they don't stick around because the rest of your content feels random.
Not to mention the fact that a scattered audience won't buy your stuff because you're not solving all of their problems in the exact same way.
Meaning you can end up working harder for worse results for both growth and monetization.
You end up chasing your next growth hack instead of building a sustainable system for growing and monetizing a podcast.
Which means more exposure on a poorly positioned podcast leads to more people discovering you're not the right fit for them.
And that's why it's so important to have a focused approach when it comes to audience growth. When you focus on solving one problem for one specific audience, your listeners feels like you're reading their mind and making it impossible for them to not listen to your show.
New listeners consume your entire back catalogue because every episode is relevant.
Listeners know exactly who to recommend your show to because it's clear who your show is actually for.
You become the expert, not just another person with a generic podcast.
Your audience has the same problems, so when you make them an offer to buy your stuff, to join your community, to work with you one-on-one, the majority of them actually have and are facing the problems all of your listeners have a desire for the solution you're offering to help them with.
And finally, very simply, quality listeners who stay and buy are worth more than the same quantity or even a greater quantity of listeners who come but leave just as fast. And if you're a podcast who wants to make more impact, generate an income from the show, and be able to serve your listeners at the highest level, which approach do you feel like is more aligned to the future you're trying to create?
So the question is, how come so many podcasters fall for this exposure trap? And how come maybe you might have fallen for this trap yourself? Now, Tig, we kind of, you know, quote this as monkey see, monkey do, where we copy other people who seem to be figuring things out. We see people posting on social media, so we post on social media. We see people, you know, invite high-profile guests, so we invite high-profile guests. Now, the deeper psychology within this is what is called the mimetic desires. We don't actually want these things. We just want what other people want. So when, again, we see other successful podcasters, we don't just copy their tactics. We unconsciously want their desires, their goals, their methods. It's this weird mental shortcutting at its finest.
And through time and through history, this has kept us alive. If you saw someone who ate a random berry in the wild and survived, then you eat that too because, you know, they didn't die. If you see someone avoid a certain path and live, then avoid that path. Copying successful behavior meant survival, and our brains are wired to think, when in doubt, copy someone who didn't die, basically.
And in this context, it basically means, hey, look at all the top podcasters out there. What are they doing? They must have it right, so I should copy them.
Yeah.
But of course, this attitude backfires in podcasting, because what you essentially see when you do copy these successful shows is the tip of the iceberg. Without seeing the massive strategy that's holding that iceberg up in the first place. It's like watching someone catch a fish with a specific lure and then copying the lure without realizing they spent months mapping out where the fish gathers, what time they feed, and weather conditions that make them bite.
In evolution, the stakes were simple, live or die. In podcasting, success has multiple invisible variables, like positioning, content strategy, relationship building, audience research, things you can't see from the outside. So when you copy, you are not copying these, but copying the 10% that's visible, but missing these massive things that really matter. And so copying surface level tactics without understanding the fundamentals behind the tactics means you can exhaust yourself from doing things that were never designed from your situation and tragically giving up before ever discovering what actually works for you.
Let's take this down to the fundamentals. There are three things a podcast needs in order to grow. Number one, a podcast needs to turn more strangers into first-time listeners. Number two, it needs to get those listeners coming back for more. And number three, it needs to reach more of those right listeners on a consistent basis. The successful podcasts don't just focus on getting exposure to their show. They know that exposure on a podcast that doesn't turn more strangers into listeners and can't get those listeners coming back for more is essentially just wasted effort. And as a painful truth, I could spend all of this time, hours recording, hours editing, or money spent on an editor, you can share on social media. And finally, let's say you have a massive spike of 100 new listeners for a particular episode. If you don't have a retention strategy to keep those new listeners hooked, the next episode will just go back to your average. And in this case, let's say it was 50 downloads. It's great, one episode got 500 and that exploded, but you weren't able to keep the majority of those listeners coming back for more.
You can compare this to like a restaurant owner spending thousands on a grand opening, getting the place packed, but then everyone leaves after one meal and never comes back after because they don't really get the menu and they don't really figure out what the vibe of the restaurant is. What failing podcasters don't realize is that every growth tactic is a multiplier. But if you're multiplying by zero, then you still get zero. And 1,000 new listeners times zero retention equals zero growth. It doesn't matter how hard you push if there's nothing for people to grab onto.
Now, the most successful podcasters see this clearly. They know that fixing retention first turns every future marketing effort into compounded growth instead of wasted energy. So again, they create a strategy for turning more strangers into listeners and also getting more of those listeners coming back for more.
Listeners only listen to podcasts that feel highly relevant and urgent. The easiest way to do this is to position your podcast as the bridge your audience needs to solve a painful problem they're currently going through that once solved leads them to a desired future they're trying to create. Meaning anything that doesn't feel highly relevant or urgent is far more likely to get ignored.
So the premise is simple. If you want to attract more listeners and keep those listeners coming back for more, create content that feels highly relevant and urgent. It really is that simple. So don't complicate this. Just keep it super simple. Here's what this looks like when you're actually creating content that isn't relevant. Number one, you end up creating the podcast that's for everyone, trying to reach everyone. Number two, you create AI-generated titles that are pretty scattered, meaning like unlock success with these powerful strategies, transform your business today.
Ugh.
That's super generic and doesn't really pose a specific problem that's being solved. And then finally, having a bunch of interviews that have a high variety in terms of problems being solved. Like if you have a personal development podcast and you're interviewing a bunch of different people talking about meditation, then sleep, then health, then mindfulness, then morning routines, is such a wide spread of different topics, number one. But number two, you also have a wide spread of a bunch of different guests who have different personalities, different styles, different formats, and the experience of your listeners in terms of their experience of your show varies drastically from guest to guest, which doesn't help building that familiarity with your show.
Now, unlike social media where people can get lost for hours in rabbit holes, doom scrolling and not really being intentional with what they're watching or where they're putting their time, when people listen to podcasts, they are committing for 40 minutes or however long. And when someone can't immediately identify, this is for me and my specific problem, they leave because they're being efficient with their time when listening to podcasts. And your show isn't competing with other shows, it's competing with every other demand on their attention. So if it's not immediately obvious, specifically relevant to this problem, then you've lost people.
Well, what's the solution? And I feel like if you've been listening to this podcast for some time now, you know, we go back to the exact same things of the boring fundamentals that so many people skip over. And it does start with, hey, just getting clear on who your show is actually for. You know, rather than saying my show is for entrepreneurs, try solopreneurs who are in the first 1 to 2 years and are struggling to get clients. Just start with that. Be way more specific and clear about who your show is for. The second piece is,
get clear on what painful problem they're going through. So not business challenges, but let's get more specific, like feast or famine cycles that make it impossible to plan beyond next month.
Number three, build the entire show around solving that painful problem. Every episode, every interview, every story should point back to this idea of feast and famine. Really make it clear that this is the exact show people should listen to. And that feeds into point number four, which is present the show in a way that is clear, that is specific, meaning communicate that you're solving this specific problems in your title, in your show name, in your show description, in your cover art. It should scream, hey, if you're a solopreneur struggling with feast and famine, this episode or this podcast is for you.
If you do all these things over a prolonged period of time, way fewer listeners will leave. You'll keep a majority of listeners. And it sounds so simple, but it's so hard because it's a lot of new things to think about and it's a totally new way of thinking. And so, yes, it's very straightforward to focus on one person's one problem, but most won't or can't do it. And here's why.
Well, the simplicity trap. Essentially, the solution just seems way too simple, right? Pick one audience, solve one problem, stay focused. It's like the saying, you know, to lose weight, you need to just eat less and move more.
Technically true, blindingly obvious, but millions struggle.
Why? Well, it's because they have a bunch of mental barriers. And when it comes to the podcast side of things, there's a lot of scarcity mindset around if I just talk to solopreneurs who are strong to get clients consistently, then it means I'm leaving tables on other audiences like corporations, agencies, or established business owners who I can help. And that's what so many podcasters think. Like, hey, if I become more focused, I kind of like... I'm giving less of myself and I'm leaving out so many people that I could help.
It seems more like missing opportunities rather than capitalizing on one area, right?
That's it.
And on that, you know, there's what some people call the expert's curse, which is, well, you know so much, right? So you might be in a spot where, let's say you're just a business coach. You might be able to help with marketing, sales, mindset, operations, and managing a team. And so choosing just one feels like betraying your expertise because you're giving less of yourself and it just seems counterintuitive. It's like asking a master chef to only cook pasta. Pasta's great, by the way, but the restraint just feels like a punishment.
Now, here's when the breakthrough happens, right? A lot of people look at the bigger podcasters like Tim Ferriss or Joe Rogan and think, oh, well, they talk about a bunch of wide variety of topics. But the thing is, Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss both started off serving a particular type of avatar. For Joe Rogan, it was a bunch of people who just love watching stuff about fighting and MMA. For Tim Ferriss, it was very specific, you know, very specific, unconventional productivity experiments that he ran. And again, those people who were really interested in like hyper productivity in weird, quirky ways that he built his core audience around. Every massive podcast, again, they all started owning a tiny territory, then slowly branching out. And that really is a new way of thinking. And that's the thing, right? This new way that me and Tug are suggesting of, you know, staying focused, then broadening out later, or just starting by building a core focused audience, is what the most successful podcasters have been doing for the longest time. So it's not actually that new.
But it's difficult because it requires only unlearning years of bad habits and wrong thinking. And we have clients who've struggled because they've been podcasting the last 2, 3, or even 4 years in a way that's not been conducive to growth. And these things we're talking about now is the shift that happens that can act as a catalyst to unlock everything else after and massive growth.
So here's what the outcome looks like when you stop chasing every new listener and start building an army of the right listeners who can't imagine their week without your show. And more importantly, here's what immediately disappears from your life. You no longer dread looking at your download numbers and get a sick feeling in your stomach when you see the exact same listeners, because you have a core audience that's growing steadily. That voice in your head that's saying, you know, is this worth it?
Maybe I should quit.
Maybe I'm not cut out for this.
Maybe my content just isn't good enough.
Maybe I should try video podcasts.
Or TikTok.
All of that finally shuts up because you now have proof from real messages from real people who are mentioning how each and every episode you put out is helping them change their life. And that's exactly what you want. And we want you to know that it is going to be worth it. You can do it. Your content is great, but you just need the right strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
So look, if you've been podcasting for years, providing valuable content, but the show is still stuck with slow and steady growth, it's probably because you don't really know who you're talking to. And when you can't define your ideal listener, every title sounds generic, your back catalog feels random, and no one becomes a raving fan, so you keep pumping out episodes with zero ROI.
And that's exactly why we've created the Target Avatar Worksheet with 15 simple questions/prompts to help you get clear on exactly who to target with your podcast without trying to confuse yourself, trying to figure it out yourself. This will allow you to create a way more bingeable show that attracts more of the right listeners. We've had 200 plus clients use this exact worksheet to help them break past slow and steady podcast growth. If that sounds interesting, go to our show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/avatar. Enter your details and we'll send you this worksheet right away so you can get clear on who to target with your show.